As COVID-19 sweeps the nation, lawmakers and public health professionals say it's communities of color who are being hit hardest. They are demanding more information from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. With nearly 500 people lost already, Louisiana has the highest rate of deaths from COVID-19 in the country. And all indications are that the black community is getting hit hardest. Tegan Wendland reports.
Just a little over a month ago, Elroy James was riding high in Zulu's Mardi Gras morning parade, kissing babies and shaking hands. He's the president of the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club, a center of black culture in New Orleans. A month later, 20 of his club brothers have been hospitalized and 5 are dead.
We have not been able to celebrate the lives of those of our members the way we would have traditionally done it.
No jazz funerals, no second lines. All he can do is console families over the phone, encourage them, and pray for them. The same for Congressman Cedric Richmond. He's lost a handful of friends.
I talked to a friend who was in the hospital on oxygen and just sounded defeated. I talked to another friend and former lawmaker who is on the downside of it, and it is depressing.
COVID-19 is killing black people in large numbers. In Louisiana, there are lots of reasons for that. Pre-existing conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, and coronary heart disease disproportionately impact our black community, largely because of poverty and lack of access to services, problems that stem from hundreds of years of systemic racism.
There's no doubt that it's going to impact African-American communities. Our poor communities worse.
In Chicago, which has a much smaller black population, 70% of the people who have died of COVID so far were black, according to WBEZ. Milwaukee is seeing similar trends. But of the hundreds of COVID deaths in Louisiana, it's hard to say how many were black people because the state won't share it. The Louisiana Department of Health tracks information about the race of COVID-19 fatalities, but a spokesperson says it's too hard to break the data out. WWNO asked for it repeatedly. So has Allison Plyer. She's with the New Orleans Data Center, which is tracking overall death rates.
I think we have to understand who's really being affected most by this pandemic.
She says data on race is right on death certificates. It should be easy for the Department of Health to provide it. Those numbers could affect which communities get help and how much. Joya Creer Prairie is a doctor and researcher who founded the National Birth Equity Collaborative. She studies health trends and started paying attention when some of the first deaths in New Orleans were 2 50-something-year-old black men.
My friends and family members were shocked because if you think about the image that we've seen of who should die from COVID-19, we've thought of it as older, elderly, frail white people. That's the image we're getting from around the globe.
But in a state where at least 8% of the people don't have insurance, a number that's even higher for Black, Latinx, and Vietnamese communities, folks might be reluctant to go to the hospital if they don't think it's that serious. And then there are a lot of people who have pre-existing conditions that they don't even know make them susceptible because they never go to the doctor. Congressman Richmond.
At the end of the day, this is not some academic study. This is a life or death issue. And once and for all, I hope that this gives us the momentum to tackle health disparities across the board.
Again and again, across America, this pandemic is exacerbating existing inequities. Unless you have a white-collar job that lets you work from home, you might be stuck going into work or without a job and with no way to pay the rent. Allison Plyer says as the nation moves forward from this, we really need to rebuild more equitably.
Or else we will have a large portion of our society that is susceptible to these kinds of shocks.
For his part, Elroy James will continue to support his Zulu community as they navigate this devastating time. And when it's all over, they'll throw a big old second line for the brothers and sisters they've lost.
We're going to put on something big and grand as we do, but we're still in the planning stage. But it will certainly be a celebration of life.
For now, no one knows when this bad dream will be over or how many black lives will be lost. In New Orleans, I'm Tegan Wendland.